What's up and welcome to the Spiritual CEO Podcast, a place for you to learn, be inspired, become activated, and grow into your fullest potential in life, business, and beyond. Hosted by me, Jackie, holistic business and personal mentor, author of The Spiritual CEO, and founder of a 900K company. Let's go. Hello and good morning. What is up, everybody? Hello, Spiritual CEO Squad. Whew, I'm coming in hot today with something that is really fiery on my heart. I just had a conversation with one of my incredible one-on-one long-term clients who is just such a queen. And we were talking about what happens when you launch something and you get crickets. What happens when you put something out there and nobody responds, and suddenly you are faced with these feelings of fear and doubt and overwhelm and anxiety and worry and comparison, and all of these horrible things keep coming up that suddenly you end up feeling like a failure. You end up feeling like you just shouldn't be doing this. You end up feeling like it's just not good enough. And you kind of get into this really dangerous space of like, why can everybody else do this and not me? What is wrong with me, right? So I really wanted to speak to this right now because I've just, like I said, just coming hot off this conversation, and I want to deliver that to you guys as well, because I think there needs to be a pattern interrupt here. I think there needs to be a pattern breaker with this kind of mentality. So what I mean by this is, if you have ever launched something before, right, and this particular client of mine has launched something and it has been up for, I think, just under 24 hours, if not less, and she has been, you know, in a state of nervousness and of worry and overwhelm because nobody has reached out yet, nobody has booked yet, nobody has signed up yet, nobody has said that they want to be a part of this, right? And so she dropped into my DMs, into our Voxer chat, and really expressed this. And as we were going through this, there were a couple of really big things that hit home. And I know so many of you guys experience this kind of thing too. So let's just get to it. P.S. I've just had /am just having my bulletproof coffee this morning. And so I'm like 100 miles an hour. Okay, so here's the thing. There has been an idea perpetuated through social media, through Instagram, through Coach Karen, that unless you launch something and it is not sold out within 24 hours or 3 days or a week, that there is something inherently wrong with you, your strategy, the way that you're doing things, your offer, the way that you're marketing, who you are, the way you're showing up, etc., etc., etc. You are made to believe that unless something goes completely gangbusters and people go crazy for it and fight over spots for it, that there is something wrong with you and what you are doing. This is a dangerous belief system to subscribe to and a dangerous belief system to perpetuate, because what Coach Karen isn't showing you is the 5-10 years that she has been practicing and perfecting and cultivating and building, practicing and perfecting and cultivating her offers, her services, her marketing plans, her promotional strategies, everything, and also building deep relationships with her community so that they are deeply ready to buy and ready to do this, right? She's not telling you about the multiple launches that she had that have failed. She's not telling you about the first 3 to 4 years in her business that were a total mess and chaos and throw something at the wall and hope it's going to stick. She's not showing you that because that's not sexy. That's not attractive. That's not what people want to see in here, right? If they're looking for some sort of mirror of success, it's all about the glitz and the glam and the end result. Like, nobody cares about how you got there. And I really want us to interrupt this pattern because it is toxic and it is dangerous. It is toxic and dangerous for you. If you are new in business, and specifically here I'm talking to coaches who really get this, or people sort of in their personal development industry, if you are new to business, and by new to business, I don't just mean like today you decided you're going to do this, I mean like within your first 3 years definitely still counts as new to business. If you are new to business and you are launching something and it doesn't straight away go absolutely gangbusters, and you're comparing yourself to Coach Karen, you are perpetuating this idea within yourself that you are not good enough, right? And here comes the pattern interrupter and the pattern breaker. It is not normal to be new to business and launch something and have it sell out. That is not the norm. That is not the regular. That is not what actually happens. But because you're comparing yourself to somebody 10 years down the line, 5 years down the line, you're thinking that you're not good enough because that's not the results you're having, when actually that's not the normal result to have, especially in your first 3 years of business, right? So here comes the pattern interrupt. Here comes a completely different perspective and a mindset shift to really help you move through this, right? And I say this with the absolute quality of bullshit calling, the absolute quality of utmost love and highest regard for anybody going through this. But I say this on purpose in a way to cut through the BS. It is up to you to back your offer. It is up to you to hold the vision of what you are creating despite what the circumstances and evidence around you are saying. If you launch something and nobody signs up within the first day, 3 days, 5 days, a week, whatever, is that evidence for you that you are choosing to say, okay, clearly I'm not good enough, therefore I give up, see you later, obviously I messed this up, I'm going to try again another time, it's not meant to be, Mercury's not blah, 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 right? Like whatever you want to put there. The idea to understand here is that as the person in business doing the thing, whether you are, you know, a personal brand of any kind, a coach, mentor, healer, teacher, whatever, as the person doing the thing with herself, on her own, as the person doing the thing, it is up to you and on you to hold the vision until the vision manifests. It is up to you to hold the vision until the vision manifests, until it becomes a reality, until you are sold out, until you are at that point 3 to 5 years down the line that Coach Karen is that you're comparing yourself to. And it is up to you to back your offer. If you see that nobody is signing up or you feel like you're hearing crickets, my guess is you're not backing your offer. My guess is you put it out to the world, you've expected 100 million people to buy because that's what's happening on Coach Karen's Instagram page, and then they don't. And so instead of backing your offer and actually turning up the button of showing up and actually turning up the volume to which you back your offer and the way that you show up for it and speak about it and attract people into it and invite your community to be a part of it, you back off. You take that as evidence as it's not good enough, therefore I'm done, right? Clearly I shouldn't be doing this. When actually this is an invitation, sister. This is an invitation to lean in to the discomfort in this phase. This is an invitation to really show God, universe, spirit, what you are made of in these challenging times. If you are not backing your offer until the nth degree, until the time that the program actually starts or the thing actually happens, if you're not consistently, constantly backing that offer energetically, physically, emotionally, everything to your community, why on earth would anybody else buy it? If you are not even holding it in its highest regard. So if you have launched something and nobody has signed up within the first X amount of time, this isn't necessarily a problem with you or something wrong. It could just be a problem with your expectations. I'm going to say that again. It might not be a problem with what you're doing, but it is a problem with your expectations. So it's about getting a different kind of expectation. What if instead of having an expectation that because you've hashtag manifest and you've done the hashtag journaling and you've watched Coach Karen and applied the same strategies, blah, 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 blah. What if instead of doing that, and therefore you're going to have a sold out, right? What if instead of having that expectation, you actually had an expectation of being open to the perfect amount of people that you were ready for? I 100% know and can say very, very honestly that if I, for my first program ever, sold out with the, like, I don't know, however many people I was desiring at that time, I probably wouldn't have had the tools and the capacity and the leadership to be able to hold that. Right now, where I'm at in my business, where I'm holding space for hundreds of people and my courses and programs and coaching and mentoring and all of the things, this was a journey to hold up, to grow, to get to this level of capacity to be able to hold all of this, right? Had I not worked up to this with 2 people in my group program or 4 people in my group program or hell, 1 person signing up for a masterclass, had I not worked up to it and taken every single one of those people as enough, right? I wouldn't be able to hold the capacity that I have now for hundreds, if not thousands of people through my work. So this is really important to understand that every single level of your business and your programs and your offers and your launches are going to bring you the exact perfect number for you. This is like a golden rule. You will never be given anything you're not ready for, and you will never be given anything more than you are ready for. So it's so important to bring this message back home, have this perspective shift, know that if you have launched, and especially if it's in the first week or two and nobody has signed up, it's not a problem with your program, it's a problem with your expectations. And the worst thing you can do for yourself and your business is to back off. The best thing you can do for yourself and your business is to keep showing up. And showing up from a place of, you know it's done, you just don't know when. You know it's done. Everybody's already said yes. They're just waiting for the invitation. And this is the thing, right? You have so many different kinds of buyers in the online space. Some buyers are full body fuck yes right away. Other buyers need a little bit of time to learn more about what it is that you're offering, right? Other people are last minute purchases. And I have the full spectrum of those in my business that come to me. So it's important to honor each of these buyer types as well and know that, hey, maybe your audience right now is filled with perhaps cold, maybe warm people rather than the hot audience that Coach Karen has, who is like boom, 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 ready to buy, right? So maybe they need a bit more time. Maybe they need a bit more warming up, a bit more foreplay about this offer, right? And now this isn't to say that, you know, maybe there's something that might need tweaking in your strategy. For example, maybe you are super new to this space and maybe people literally don't know you, and maybe you have only been doing, you know, showing up, sharing photos of your salads and your dogs rather than giving heaps of value before launching something. And maybe like you rather need to focus on hosting a free masterclass or a free 5-day free program or something to really move people from cold, who the fuck is this chick, all the way up to warm/hot, I want in MG, right? So I'm not saying there's, you know, maybe there's something in tweaking in your strategy, but what I am saying is that if you have launched and quote unquote had crickets, your job is not to back off. Your job is to lean in. All right, gang. If this has hit home for you and resonated, please shoot me a message and let me know. Sending you all so much love.